In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's time for your coolest conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred. Thanks for listening. Please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. Joining me today is Mattia Barretta, bass player in the Italian band Radio Days. Their latest single, I Gotta Love, that's available from Snap Records, and it's a recent coolest song in the world. I'll play some of it now, followed by my interview with Mattia on your Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred, and it's time now for our coolest conversations. Joining me is Mattia Barretta, bass player in the Italian band Radio Days. Their new single, I Gotta Love, is this week's coolest song in the world. How are you, Mattia?
Hi, Manfred. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, doing pretty good. About a year ago, here in the news in the U.S., we were hearing about how bad the coronavirus was in Italy. And since then, of course, the U.S. is just as bad or worse. How about yourself? How have you been over the course of this year and your family and friends?
Well, luckily enough, my family and friends didn't suffer anything from the pandemic. But, you know, the situation is pretty crazy and it didn't fix it. It's not fixed yet. So the vaccine campaign just started. And, you know, there are people around me who had more trouble than I had. But luckily enough, I was okay. I'm still okay.
Great. And you, where are you in Italy? Where do you live?
Not far from Milano, somewhere between Milano and Genova, let's say, but very, very close to Milano, just 40 minutes away.
Great. And I would like you to tell me about your love affair with rock and roll.
My love affair with rock and roll. It started when I was a teenager, actually, of course. And, you know, it's hard to recall how, but I was very, very young. And, you know, that age in which you are building your personality. And the first time I really felt that I was listening to my kind of music was actually when Dookie came out. It was 94. I was only 11 at the time. Huh. And the first time I heard them on the radio, I don't know how to say it, but something snapped inside me, something switched, and I knew that was the kind of music I wanted to listen to. And, you know, after that, I discovered everything I know about rock and roll. And, of course, I'm not listening only to Green Day, of course. And but that was the start for me.
So Green Day was the start, and then you started listening to other things. Well, how did you find out about these other things? How did you get from Green Day to power pop? And
well, it was a very, very long process, of course. I've been a lot into punk rock music, like Dario and Paco, my bandmates, are. We started playing together in 2003. At that point, we had in mind that we wanted to make something that sounded pop, but not really mainstream pop. We were not clear about what we wanted to do. as I told you, we all shared this great love for punk rock music at the time. So we started from there, and just after some times we discovered the first real power pop album I've ever listened to. It's the Beat first record, Paul Collins Beat first record. That was mind blowing, because for that was the first time, like when I heard the Green Day for the first time, that was the first time that I knew that was my kind of music. And when me and my bandmates listened for the first time to the Beat first record, we knew that was the kind of music that we wanted to play together.
And you played with Paul B, the Paul B combo at some point, right?
Yes. We did it. We made a tour together, a very, very short tour in Italy. It was only 3 or 4 gigs back in 2008, if I'm not mistaken, when our first EP came out. After that, we became friends. Actually, we also hang out with Paul sometimes when he was not touring and we were not touring. He came to visit us in Italy, and we also made a split record together with him.
Well, how cool is that? I mean, here's a guy that's responsible for, you know, an epiphany moment for you.
Yes.
And not only do you respect his artistry, his songcraft, but you're like getting drunk with him.
Exactly. But it all happened in a very natural way. I remember we went to the airport with our van to pick the band up. After 15 minutes, maybe, we were already joking each other and making fun of each other. So yeah, it was amazing. As soon as we get into the club where we had to play that night, they started making the sound check, and they pretty made the whole first record into the sound check. I guess it was for us.
Uh-huh.
In that moment, we look at each other, me and Paco and Dario look at each other, and we started to be serious from that moment, because, oh, okay, this is Paul Collins' beat, and this is the guy who wrote those songs, and they are going to play those songs. So everything went from, okay, this guy is a very easygoing guy, and also his band is, but he's definitely somebody that we admire as an artist and who wrote some amazing songs.
So you mentioned Dario and Paco, and they're your guitarist and drummer, respectively. You
Yes.
play bass. When did you start playing bass?
I started with guitar when I was like 12, and I took a couple of years of lessons, and then went on myself playing rock and roll music. And I started playing bass when I met Dario, because We were playing football together. Can you imagine? His best player left the band. So knowing me, he asked me if I wanted to join the band for some times. And well, after almost 20 years, we're still playing together, and I am the bass player.
Well, you mentioned first starting to play with him about 2003. Is that right?
Yes.
So about 2003, you mentioned also playing football with him, which we know is soccer. So you guys grew up in the same town?
No, not really, but it's more or less. I mean, we come from very, very small villages. And we went into the same town. We didn't meet at school. There's only 1 year of difference between me and Dario. Dario is older than me. We didn't go to the same school, and we met by playing football together in the same team.
Okay. And when did you meet Paco?
Paco was already playing with Dario in another band. I knew Paco since a long time because he was playing in this band, a punk rock band that I was crazy about. Dario finally joined the band, I think it was around 2001. It was more or less the time when I started playing with Dario. Uh-huh. And pretty much at the same period, I also met Paco. After a couple of years, Paco joined me and Dario, our band, which was not Radio Days at the time, but it started that way. It was me, Dario, and Paco.
Well, why do you guys sing in English?
Well, because, you know, we grew up with music, with lyrics in English. All the music that we like, all the music that we fell in love with has English lyrics. There are not so many bands into this kind of music in Italy, which actually sings in Italian. You know, it was natural for us to sing in English. And also, we're not the best lyricists ever. So singing in English, we can hide this from non-English speakers, of course.
Oh, well, your lyrics, I think, are direct and they're clever. And, you know, the songs are great songwriting. I was wondering, have you ever heard of an English 60s band called The Rokes that used to perform in...
Yes. Yeah. Yes, of course. Of course I know them.
Do you ever cover... like 60s bands, like the Rokes doing a song in Italian?
No. We never did. We make a bunch of covers, and we like to play covers when we practice. But we never did anything from the Rokes.
When was the last, when and where was the last gig that you guys played?
Oh, wow. It was a long time ago. It was by the end of 2018. I think it was like 1 week before Christmas or a couple of weeks before Christmas, 2018. Because, you know, at the time, the program was to stop playing and take all 2019 to write songs and have a new record coming out in 2020 and start to playing gigs in late 2020. But, you know, the pandemic hit and we're still stuck.
Oh, man. Well, how often would you play in a normal year, a non-pandemic year?
It depends. Let's say 35, 40 shows, something like that. Yeah. If we tour, there are going to be more shows. If we're not going to tour Europe, it will be only on the weekends in Italy. And maybe around 35, 40 shows every year.
So the upcoming album due out in March is Rave On.
Yeah.
Will you do any like live streams or things of that nature?
We're thinking about it. Right now there's nothing defined yet, but we're thinking about it because at first we hoped that maybe we were able to make a release party maybe in September, October, but we're not sure it's going to be possible. So right now we're thinking and having a streaming release party.
So what do you do when you're not rocking and rolling to make ends meet?
Oh, well, I am a social worker. Mm-hmm. I work mainly with asylum seekers and refugees. Dario is a music therapist. So we're pretty much in the same business because he works with elders and disabled people with different kind of disability. And Paco owns a bookshop.
Oh, wow. There, you know, there's an look back through your older videos and saw one like it was a Christmas video.
Yes.
And there's a bookshop that's in that one.
That's Paco Bookshop.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I highly recommend everybody out there in satellite radio listening land in the Underground Garage to check out y'all's videos, and you can see Paco's bookshop. Looks like a cool little store. And you've also got a video for the new single, I Gotta Love. It's our coolest song in the world this week. It's off this upcoming album, Rave On, due out in March. So the single's on Snap Records. Is the album on Snap Records too?
No, the album will be on different labels. The LP will be out for Screaming Apple.
Oh, yeah.
And the CD version for Europe will be a production of Ammonia Records from Italy and Rock Indiana from Spain. In the States, it will come out for Sounds Red, and in Japan, it's going to be on Wizard vinyl.
So this is an international release.
Yes. We're trying to release it everywhere.
Well, when did you record the single?
All the album was recorded. We had to interrupt the recording of the album, so it went for a few months. It went on for a few months, but we started recording this period last year, and we end with the mix and everything in September.
In September. Yeah. So I see from my notes, they say that Dario and Paco wrote this particular song. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
So whose idea was it originally?
It's Dario. Dario is the main author of all of our songs. He comes to our practice room with the melody and the chords, and then we will add all our parts and give the song a structure. But let's say that the verse and chorus are always ready when we started building the song.
Very cool. So the song again is I Got a Love. Does he have a love? Is this song about his love?
You know, we've got all of us got a love right now. So
great. So that's especially important during a pandemic.
Yes. It has been a blessing not to be alone during the lockdown.
So I mentioned that you've got a cool video for I Got a Love. Can you tell me about DIY air cooling during its filming?
Did you see it?
Well, yeah.
It was crazy hot. It was crazy hot. We had to shoot that video and also a couple of more videos that will come up later. Just in 2 days, we had to do it in 2 days. It was 3rd and 4th of September in Milano. It was hot as hell, and we passed the whole day shooting the video and moving all our stuff back and forth. It was crazy. I mean, I had to help Paco because he's the elder guy in the band. So I knew it was my duty to help him.
And what we're describing here is if folks go to your Facebook page and scroll down, they can see a clip of you guys making the video and you see Paco trying to play the drums. And then is that you that's just out of the camera frame, you know, trying to use this piece of cardboard or something to fan him down?
Yes. That was the box, a pizza box, actually.
Wait, how cool is that? An Italian pizza box. All right.
It was.
So this, the new single, I Got a Love, that's going to be on the new album, Rave On, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you also have another single coming out next month. I think it's called Till the End of the Night. Can you tell
Correct.
Us about that?
Correct. It's going to be out in a few days on the 12th of February. We're going to release it only digitally. And it's going to be out for Ammonia Records again in Italy and Sounds Rad for USA. And we will also have a guest for this song, which is Massimiliano Raffa, a.k.a. Johann Sebastian Punk, which is a really good friend of us and an incredible artist that will also join Radio Days for live shows, hopefully in the next tour.
Great. And now he is a keyboard player and second guitar player, or what does he play?
Yes. He's going to play. He plays both. He plays keyboards and guitar, and he's also a fantastic singer. So he will also help with backing vocals.
So I Got a Love, the new single's got two B-sides, Baby Blue and a version of In the City.
Yes.
The latter, of course, being the version of the jam song. We can only play one other tune right now, but I want us to go out on In the City, but let's at least talk about Baby Blue. Is that one of your songs?
Yes. It's a Dario's song. For this one, we also had a guest, which is the mighty Lia Pamina from Spain. She's a fantastic singer. We met her during our last tour in Spain, And she's amazing. She sings a 60s style tunes. And me and Dario actually helped her in recording her record. I played bass and Dario played guitar for her record, which came out last year. And yeah, she is amazing. She's a great singer.
Very cool. Now, of course, there are many other songs that have Baby Blue in the title. Do you know what was Dario's inspiration for coming up with a Baby Blue song?
Actually, no, I really don't know. But most of the time, Dario usually doesn't write lyrics for his songs because he doesn't feel like he's good enough to, doesn't like to write lyrics for his songs. Mm-hmm. So usually he pretends to sing something in English. He's just sounding English, and maybe just puts a couple of English words into his songs. And in this case, the only real English words he was singing were "Oh Baby Blue." So eventually, the song was named out of the only words he could put into the song.
Well, who wrote the lyrics then?
Paco. Paco is the main lyricist for the band.
Very cool. Well, you guys definitely have a lot of really cool influences and appreciate a lot of great rock and roll from different times. Why did you choose to cover the Jam song?
We think it really fits our style because, well, first of all, it's an amazing song, one of the best songs ever written. So that alone is a good reason. But anyway, we do really like the style of the song. We do really like the Jam. And that's a song that we played together for quite a long time. I gotta tell you this: when we played live, we sometimes used to have this wheel that we were bringing on stage and asking people to come up on stage, turning the wheel and
spin the wheel.
Yes, and exactly. And there was names of different bands, and when the wheel stopped. We were playing a band from the we were playing a song from the band on the wheel itself.
Oh, that's great. That is very cool.
We played this song for a long time. We loved the song and we wanted to record it.
Have you ever seen Paul Weller play?
I did. It was like 6 or 7 years ago. Yes, I did. And I have to say that seeing Paul Weller live, I enjoyed more his newer song than the old one.
What do you think of the Style Council stuff?
I mean, it's not exactly my cup of tea, but you know, I don't dislike everything they did. If you ask me this question 10 years ago, probably I would have said that I don't like Style Council at all. Right now, you know, I'm getting old and I'm starting to like more stuff than before.
Well, from one old guy to another, I agree with you there. I agree with you there. Hey, man, Mattia, thank you so much for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you, Manfred. Thank you very much.
Well, let's take a listen now to your version of In the City. It's Radio Days here in Little Stevens Underground Garage.
In the city, there's a thousand things I want to say to you. But whenever I approach you, you make me look a fool. I want to say...
Radio Days taking us in the city here in Little Stevens Underground Garage. For the Italian band, their cover of the Jam song is one of the B-sides to their latest single, I Gotta Love, available from Snap Records. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to the group's bass player, Mattia Barretta, for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Olivia Callahan for producing our podcast, and join me next time when I'll speak with Danny Dunlap, guitarist and frontman in the Austin, Texas band Gentlemen Rogues, on your Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Stevens Underground Garage.
In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.